You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Flippity floppity, drippity droppity, hippity hoppity, spippity spoppity, wiggity raggity, rickety rockety, tickety talkity, Matt the Cat back on the scene with my 78 RPM record machine, ready to spin some more great shellac for your eardrums, baby. Welcome to another edition of The Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll, post World War II rhythm and blues, leading up to the Big Bang and the rock and roll explosion of the mid 1950s. This week, we're going to look at a cat who has truly been underserved by history, Richard Barrett. He may have come from Philly, but he had quite an impact on the New York vocal group scene. Richie Barrett could do it all, from a songwriter to a singer to a manager, record producer, and later a record label owner. Not only did he know talent, he was talent. After having a short, influential recording career of his own, he would go on to manage the Teenagers and launch the career of the Chantels. Much later, he was the genius behind the Three Degrees. Along the way, he wrote some doo-wop classics like Tonight Kathleen, Lily Mae Bell, The Woo-Woo Train, Nature's Creation, Don't Say Goodnight, and the classic Some Other Guy, which became almost an anthem for early British invasion groups. This week's Juke in the Back is going to show that not only was Richard Barrett a great songwriter, but he was also a fantastic singer with the group The Valentines. As we highlight The Valentines' short career, recording for the Old Town and Rama record labels. The majority of The Valentines started out as The Dreamers, a Harlem, New York group, formed in 1952. They originally consisted of Mickey Francis singing the baritone lead, Raymond Briggs on tenor, Carl Hogan on second tenor, and Ronnie Bright singing bass. Richard Barrett was born in Philadelphia on July 14, 1933. By the early 50s, he was singing lead in a Philadelphia group called the Angels. More importantly, though, he was starting to write his own songs. Since Philadelphia wasn't yet a hotbed for music that it would be in the late 1950s when Cameo Parkway started, Barrett moved to New York City to find work. He mostly worked in landscaping in the early days while trying to shop his songs around New York. When he heard the Dreamers sing at a party, he was impressed with their sound and presented them with his song, Summer Love. They dug the tune and agreed to let him take over as lead singer. Around this time, the Dreamers had met up with Raul Sita, who was singing in the Harptones, another Harlem, New York group. The Harptones were recording for Monty Bruce's label, Bruce Records, and so Sita got the Dreamers, now called the Valentines, an audition with Monty Bruce. Bruce was picking up what the Valentines were putting down, so he had them record Summer Love and For You as an expected Bruce release. But that never came to be. Barrett had another song up his sleeve, the fantabulous Tonight Kathleen, and Hi Weiss over at Old Town Records was interested in that one. So since the Valentines didn't have a contract with Monty Bruce, they went over to Old Town and re-recorded Summer Love and Tonight Kathleen, which became their first official release. Old Town Records issued Tonight Kathleen, backed with Summer Love, in November of 1954. And we're going to kick off this week's Juke in the Back with those two classics from the great Richie Barrett and the Valentines. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll. Now, two vocal group classics.
Last summer I met you, and love was in the air. The fall came, you went away, my heart was in despair. But
But soon next year, spring will be here. I'll be searching, looking everywhere for my summer love. To the stars that shine above, darling, please, please don't ever say that this love
Cats and kittens, I gotta be honest with you. Tonight, Kathleen by the Valentines is one of my all-time favorite records. It's also a great example of Richard Barrett's vocal style. He sort of draws the syllables out on words. It's a style that he would teach to young Frankie Lyman, who would carry that sound on and have hits where Richie Barrett didn't have hits. And that's the thing about the Valentines. They recorded so many strong records, but none of them charted nationally. We're going to hear some great ones on this week's Juke in the Back as we feature this unsung vocal group, the Valentines, and their leader, singer-songwriter Richie Barrett. Up next is another vocal group standard. You're going to hear me saying that throughout this whole program. It's Lily Mae Bell, the very song that the Valentines used to audition for George Goldner's Rama Records. Goldner knew talent. I mean, he signed the Crows, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Cleftones, and of course, the Valentines. When they brought the tune to him, they sung it kind of slow. Goldner liked the tune. It was well written, but he heard it as a much more up-tempo number with a strong dance beat, kind of like the Crows' G, which had just been a huge hit for him. So they sped up the song. They were paired with Jimmy Wright's orchestra. Now, Jimmy Wright is that amazing sax player that's on all of those early Goldner records with just the screaming sax breaks. I love that so much. You put all that together and you have one truly amazing record that just defines rock and roll. Lily Mae Bell was recorded in August of 1955 and issued on Rama in October. It should have been a national hit, but right now it's spinning off our old Rockola jukebox right here on the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat. Here are the Valentines with Lily Mae Bell. Oh. Oh.
I won't ever let you go.
I Love You Darling. What a fabulous song. That was the second release for the Valentines on Rama Records. And they were getting really well known around New York City at this time, and their records were charting locally, just not nationally. They played the Apollo Theater for a solid week, and were doing so well, in fact, that Rama Records released two singles from the group in November of 55. That one, I Love You Darling, and Kiss Me, which featured Christmas Prayer on the flip side, just in time for the holidays. Let's hear Kiss Me as we feature the Valentines this week, a great unsung New York vocal group that should have been huge, with their lead singer and primary songwriter, Richard Barrett. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you're enjoying this week's Juke in the Back, your weekly source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues.
Oh, 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 oh.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, and contributors Barry from Riverside, Richard Combs, George Waldale, Dick Bowne. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeinthebac.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
All aboard!
Bye-bye, baby!
Boom, 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 boom.
Ah,
boom, boom, boom.
Ah,
boom, boom, boom.
Ah,
boom. Bye-bye, baby, move on down.
Well, there goes
could cry. Oh, oh.
From the bottom to the top. Hey, now kids, you don't have to stop. We're gonna rock with Joe Smith. We're gonna rock with Joe Smith. We're gonna rock with Joe Smith on his swinging rock and roll show. Well, we're gonna rock, rock, rock with Joe. Rock, rock, rock with Joe. Rock, rock, rock with Joe. Rock, rock, rock with Joe.
Oh, to be Joe Smith and have the Valentines cut your DJ theme song. Oh, what a lucky guy. Joe Smith was on WVDA in Boston. In 1956, the Valentines cut his theme song for him because he was a great proponent of the Woo Woo Train, which you just heard. Woo Woo Train was a big, big New York City record and really just a big East Coast record, but unfortunately it never made the national charts. Legend has it was a song that was written in about 15 minutes by the group as a whole, and it was arranged on the spot by Jimmy Wright, who provides another screaming, insane sax break. They recorded the Woo Woo Train in New York on February 4th, 1956, and Rama Records released it in April. I'm Matt the Cat, and this week on The Juke in the Back, we're featuring another great unsung hero that worked very hard behind the scenes to shape the sound of 50s vocal groups. It's Richard Barrett, who was also the lead singer of The Valentines. We're featuring his great Valentines records this week on the show as we shed some light on this very important figure of early rhythm and blues and rock and roll. In May of 56, the Valentines were back in the studio to record 20 Minutes Before the Hour and I'll Never Let You Go. Those two songs appeared back-to-back on their next single release, which happened in June of 56. Here's 20 Minutes Before the Hour, backed with I'll Never Let You Go, as we feature the Valentines, this week on The Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll.
I must go home.
Tapping, finger popping, and oh so upbeat, I'll Never Let You Go, the flip side of 20 Minutes Before the Hour, the Valentine. Spinning off the Rama label and holding stable on my 78 RPM jukebox turntable, I'm your host, Matt the Cat, and I hope you're enjoying this week's show. I've mentioned a couple of times throughout the program that Richard Barrett had a lot going on behind the scenes. Well, that was starting to take shape around this time. In late 1955, to be exact, that's when he convinced George Goldner to hear a new group that was singing right in his neighborhood. They called themselves the Premiers, but they would soon be known as the Teenagers. Originally featuring Herman Santiago on lead, Frankie Lyman would famously take the lead at their audition for George Goldner because Santiago was sick and couldn't sing that well that day. The truth is that Goldner didn't even want to hear the group. But Richie Barrett was a sly dog, and he convinced Goldner that he had to hear the group because he told them that they were Spanish. It's true they had a few Hispanic members, but he knew this would get through to Goldner because Goldner owned Tico Records and was always looking for Latino acts. After George Goldner agreed to sign the Teenagers, he had Richard Barrett work with them in rehearsals and shape their sound. And that's why Frankie Lyman has a similar style and sound as Richie Barrett. Why Do Fools Fall in Love became the biggest seller in Goldner's family of labels, and he owes all of that success to our own Richie Barrett. Soon, Barrett would discover another group, a group of girls who would later be known as the first true girl group in the rock and roll era, the Chantels. Oh, and by the way, I'm not discounting the Cookies or Shirley Gunter and the Queens or anything like that. We'll talk about that on some other show. But now let's get back to the Valentines. They were back in the studio in August of 56 and recorded two more songs, Nature's Creation and My Story of Love. Those two songs were released as their next single, which was issued in September of 56. Let's hear them back to back now. As we spin a stack of shellac from the front to the back, here's Nature's Creation, the Valentines, on the Juke in the Back.
Your nature's creation of love and sensation. My heart is on fire, it's filled with desire. Yes, come here and take me. I love you so. Oh, 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 oh. Your nature's creation of love and sensation. My heart on fire, the flame it grows higher. Yes, you're for me, you're the lover for me. Yes, I thank my Lord above for sending me someone like you. Mother Nature has been so good to me. I love you so. Oh, can you see your nature's creation of love and sensation? My heart is on fire, the flame it grows higher. Yes, you're for me, your lover, for me, yes.
You're the answer to my prayer. I've been lonely most everywhere. You're my life, my life desire.
I met her in a fictitious show and walked her home.
The Valentines with My Story of Love. And you can really hear the influence that Richard Barrett had on Frankie Lyman just by those closing notes of that number, baby. The Valentines' next release came in April of 1957. It was from their final recording session for George Goldner, held on March 15th. Can you believe we're already at the Valentines' final recording session? This one is a real treasure, and man, does Richie sing it with a whole lot of soul. So dig, baby, as we spin I Cried Oh Oh on this week's Juke in the Back, featuring Richie Barrett and the Valentines.
As I walk down in the valley, with my head bowed way down low, with the blues a burden on my shoulder, my baby's packed and ready to go. And I cried, oh, 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 oh. As I fell down on my knees to cry, a voice to me did say, get off your knees and stop that crying, 'cause tomorrow's a brighter day. And I cried, oh, 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 shoulder out, thought a hand, and glad as I could be, I turned around with tears in my eyes. Oh, baby, won't you hear me bleed? And I cried, oh, oh, oh.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the music of the Valentines. Let's go back to their big song, The Woo Woo Train, and flip it over. The flip side was called Why, and it was recorded at their first session for George Goldner back in August of 1955. It's this week's Great 78. Here are the Valentines with Why.
I'll try never. alone. Dearest, I need you, so won't you tell me why?
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Don't say goodnight. Please don't close the door. Just hold my hand for a minute or more.
Valentines with Don't Say Goodnight, their final single for George Goldner and Rama Records. It came off their final recording session held on March 15th, 1957. The group broke up mainly because George Goldner wasn't promoting their records. They didn't really have a chance. He wasn't even sending out promo copies to record reviewers. So there were a lot of missed opportunities to get their name in the trades. Only half of their records were reviewed, which is just not right. It's strange too, because since Ritchie Barrett was working with George Goldner behind the scenes, grooming Frankie Lyman, discovering the Chantels, you'd think that, you know, you might promote the guy's records a little bit. But what are you gonna do? Before leaving Goldner's family of labels, he also discovered Little Anthony and the Imperials. He finally left in 1960 and formed his own record label, Princeton Records, where he signed another girl group that was similar to the Chantels, the Veneers. At this time, he was still working with the Chantels, and when Arlene Smith left the group, he moved the Veneers' lead singer, Annette Smith, into Arlene Smith's spot. He then took the Chantels over to Carlton Records, where they had a few more hits. Barrett went on to produce early records by the Isley Brothers and Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Once he returned to Philadelphia, he began working with the Three Degrees, which he again modeled after the Chantels. Ritchie Barrett basically stayed in the music industry until he died of prostate cancer on August 3rd, 2006. Let's hear a really cool record Ritchie Barrett made with Billy Mashburn in 1963 for Atlantic Records, called Don't It Sound Good. Drummer Billy Mashburn is singing, or should I say preaching, on this record, and Ritchie Barrett is providing the background vocals, singing all the clips of the classic doo-wop tunes. This was quite a unique record when it came out. Here's Billy Mashburn with Don't It Sound Good, as we feature Ritchie Barrett this week on The Juke in the Back.
I want you to stop! I want you to stop and give me a good old-time beat. Oh, don't it sound good? Don't it sound good, brothers and sisters, to know that the spirit of the whole rock and roll song tonight is? Oh, don't it sound good to hear one more time? When you can cut on your radio and hear songs that went, songs that sounded like, songs that hit you to the marrow of your very soul. Give me a song, give me a good old time song. Is it a dream? Don't you remember? Can't you recall the times when you heard this wonderful tune? Oh, yes. I'm talking about a dream. Make it sound good. I can recall the times I used to cut on my radio and I'd hear good old tunes, good old wonderful tunes that used to thrill me to the bottom of my natural heart. Oh, and I'd look at my girl and I'd say, tonight, darling, tonight you are mine, tonight you are all mine, body and soul.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight, Kathleen. When you told her that you loved her, the words you said came true. And oh, you told her that you loved her sincerely, sincerely forever and ever. Oh, yes, till the end of time, to the very bound of time. You told her sincerely, love.
Oh, yes.
Ah, oh, don't it sound so good? Don't it make you feel good to hear it one more time? Look at it and you say, there is no other light, there is no other that can touch you, before you, behind you, in front of you and in back of you, darling. You are my angel on earth. Oh, let me hear it one more time. Earth angel, darling.
Don't It Sound Good? Billy Mashburn featuring Ritchie Barrett, this week's feature on The Juke in the Back. And I hope our little spotlight on Ritchie Barrett has shown you just what an important force he was in 1950s rhythm and blues and vocal group sound. He did a lot more than he ever gets credit for. I'm At The Cat, reminding you that soul, it's a feeling. You'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, right here on The Juke in the Back. Let's end the show with a record spinning off of G Records, another one of Goldner's labels, from 1959. This is at a time when Arlene Smith had left the Chantels and Richie Barrett decided that he was going to sing lead on a few of their records, and so he composed Summer's Love. Now remember, we started the show with the Valentine's Summer Love. This is a different song, but the sentiment is pretty similar. So here's Richard Barrett and the Chantels closing down this week's show with Summer's Love. I'll catch you on the flip side next week, cats and kittens. Have a great one, and never forget the name, Richard Barrett. Bye-bye.
Whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.